This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Bye from News 88.7 in Houston. I'm Matt Harab. The Houston Police Department appears likely to continue coordination with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh obtained a copy of a proposal that would have limited their involvement, and he spoke with some key city officials.
Officers are currently required to contact ICE if they encounter someone with an immigration warrant. That would change under Councilmember Letitia Plummer's proposal, which would grant officers discretion on whether to contact the agency. She says it's needed in a county with more than 600,000 unauthorized immigrants.
We need to do right, and we need to protect them in the best way that we can.
An earlier version would have prohibited police from extending traffic stops to wait for immigration officers. She struck that language after concerns from City Attorney Arturo Michel. But Michelle says,
I think there's still concerns.
He points to a state law curtailing the ability of cities to limit collaboration with immigration officials. Plummer also lacks support from key council members who say they will not sign on to the measure. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
A Buddhist monk participating in a nationwide peace walk is recovering after being struck by a car in rural Texas. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now with the unfortunate update. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Bahante Dam Famasan was one of two monks injured when a speeding pickup hit their pilot car, which then struck the two in Dayton, Texas. He's now in a hospital in Houston where Wednesday he underwent surgery to amputate his leg. Famasan was part of a journey by the monks to walk 2,000 miles across 10 states to Washington, D.C. The walk was to raise awareness of peace, love, kindness, and compassion for everybody. As Famasan's own journey to recovery now begins, the group of monks he was walking with are in Louisiana. The monks will be traveling through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia as they make their way to the nation's capital.
All right, Tom. The parents of a Texas A&M University student who died under what they claim are suspicious circumstances this weekend have retained a well-known Houston area attorney to represent them. Brianna Aguilar was found dead in an apartment complex last Saturday night after the Texas A&M versus Texas football game. Her parents have hired Tony Busby, who previously ran for mayor of Houston and has been a part of several high-profile cases. The Galveston County Health District reported confirmed cases of avian influenza in local birds. Health officials have asked the public to report unusual bird deaths to the Galveston County Animal Resource Center. Dr. Philip Kaiser is the local health authority for Galveston County.
What we want to do is we want to make people aware. So one, if they come in contact with dead birds, they don't pick them up. Or if they're live birds that are acting sick, they don't, again, pick them up and bring them in somewhere.
Health officials say there's no evidence of human-to-human transmission and the risk to the general public is low. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.